This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati this morning. The two-day summit includes an inaugural session, 7 ministerial sessions and 14 thematic sessions with a focus on industrial evolution, global trade partnerships and the vibrant MSME sector of Assam, featuring over 240 exhibitors. Assam Governor L.P. Acharya, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sharma, Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal, Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya and Chief Ministers of neighbouring states, 61 diplomats, business delegations from several countries, industry experts will attend the session. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will also attend the afternoon session of the Advantage Assam today. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a 5-day visit to 3 states starting today. The president will travel to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat during her visit, which will conclude on the 1st of March. She will grace the centenary celebration of the Patna Medical College in Bihar today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that India has always played an active role in the global promotion and protection of human rights, addressing the 58th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, in Geneva virtually. Dr. Jayashankar emphasized that India is firm and uncompromising in combating terrorism. He said India will always advocate zero tolerance for terrorism and call out any effort to normalize it. Dr. Jayashankar added that multilateralism is more essential than ever, but not in its current form. He said there is a clear and urgent need for a multilateral system that reflects contemporary global realities.
There is a clear and urgent need for a multilateral system that reflects contemporary global realities, one that is better equipped to respond to modern challenges, and, in essence, one that is fit for purpose. Let me conclude by reaffirming India's steadfast commitment to the global promotion and protection of human rights and to ensuring their full realization for all people.
Days after imposing several restrictions on New India Cooperative Bank, the Reserve Bank of India has allowed withdrawal of up to 25,000 rupees per depositor with effect from Thursday. In a press release, the RBI said that with this relaxation, more than 50% of the total depositors will be able to withdraw their entire balances and the remaining depositors can draw up to 25,000 rupees from their deposit accounts. It further said the depositors may use the branch as well as the ATM channel of the bank for this withdrawal. An earthquake of 5.1 magnitude on the Richter scale struck the Bay of Bengal at 6:10 this morning, causing mild tremors in several parts of Odisha. The quake occurred at a depth of 91 kilometers beneath the sea surface. Tremors were felt in Bhubaneswar, Puri, Paradip, Baripada, Sambalpur, Angul, Kendrapada, Jagatsinghpur and Balasore of Odisha. However, no casualties or damage to property have been reported so far. The historic Mahakumbh in Prayagraj will officially conclude tomorrow on the occasion of Mahashivratri. The administration has made elaborate arrangements to make this occasion both divine and spectacular. Prayagraj District Magistrate Ravindra Kumar Mandar said that priority is being given to safety and convenience of the devotees. Furthermore, police, home guards, NDRF and administrative teams will be on alert so that crowd management can be done smoothly. India has abstained on a series of resolutions on Ukraine and amendments at the United Nations General Assembly that saw the United States joining Russia to vote against a resolution. The resolution was put forward by Ukraine and Western nations condemning Russia, while China abstained. The resolution was adopted with 93 votes for it and 18 against it, with 65 abstentions. The US, which is directly discussing with Russia a peace deal for Ukraine, views the condemnation of Moscow as interference with this initiative. The Indian benchmark indices opened higher today. Sensex was trading 193 points or 0.26% up at 74,647, while the Nifty climbed 34 points or 0.15% at 22,587 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.